From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a special encore performance of Tyler Childers. Stay tuned for his story and his music as Red Barn Radio presents Tyler Childers in tonight's solo performance. Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
By the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds they warble with a low morning sound, way down in the hollow. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back and I see your sweet face. The past I remember, time can't erase. Still echoes my name.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, a catalyst for creating a progressive and innovating community inspired by the arts.
Hair like the sun, and eyes just as green as the ridgeline we'd walk, scanning the trees for a wave of a tail. A shake of the leaves, Lord, I give the whole world for a sight of those things. Hands just soft, skin on the fruit that breaks down the branch. Neath the bluest of moons, Lord, we'd eat till we sick. Grab all we could hold, then we'd run through the yard with the fruit that we'd stolen. Her love makes me feel like I'm home and keeps me good company wherever I go. When I'm smiling, it's her and the banks. my face. Love just as strong as Lawrence County shine. It'll mow you right down. It'll make you go blind. I would ruin my life and use up all my pay just to have her tonight. Just her and the banks. Her love makes me feel like I'm home. Keeps me good company wherever I go. When I'm smiling, it's her and the banks. The big sandy river that colors my face.
Good evening. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I am your host, Adam Lucky, welcoming you to the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we welcome Tyler Childers. Adam Sheets of Moonrunner says of Tyler, "Tyler Childers is the finest songwriter to emerge from the bluegrass state since Chris Knight and should be mentioned in the same breath as Fifth on the Floor, Sturgill Simpson, Chris Stapleton, and others who are currently leading the most notable renaissance of Kentucky music since Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs took Music City by storm 30 years ago. Stay tuned as we hear his songs and stories, but here, Tyler Childers.
Daddy worked like a mule mining Pike County coal. He messed up his back and couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying. I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Twice as long to build bridges you've burnt. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying. I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, that bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Tyler, thank you again for coming in on such short notice.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, it's been a year, about a half a year since you've been here in May. Why don't you just tell us what you've been doing the past half year?
Well, been playing where I can and playing to who will listen, you know. I've been playing a lot more out and about. Got hooked up with a fella from Huntington, West Virginia, Ian Thornton, and he's been doing a lot of booking for me. And we've played Knoxville and Nashville and a little bit in Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina. It's been real fun. I'm getting out and doing what I've always wanted to do. It's been a real blessing to do that.
Just you and this guy, not Highwall, didn't go out with you at all?
I've been playing with people locally when people aren't busy, you know. Old Arthur's out in Colorado right now. I'd like to say hey to Arthur. You know, Jesse's a professor at Moorhead, and school started back, so he's been considerably busy with that. And Scott, like you said last time, he's half base, will travel.
Right,
he's
right.
been traveling himself.
Talk about the difference between, say, playing with a band and having a solo venture.
I don't really so much change my songs as the band really just changes it, you know. When I play just solo, it sounds really depressing. But when I play it with the high wall, it gives it a little bit more of a drivey sound. And they make the depressing songs not sound so depressing. But when you're solo, there's only so much you can do, just beating on a guitar.
Now, when you're writing a song, do you sometimes write it for the band itself, or is it always start as a solo thing and then guys layer on top of that?
I've always really just worried about writing just for solo. When I was playing with the high wall a lot, I wrote a couple that really catered to a bluegrass band situation, and but now mostly it's just worry about writing for solo shows.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof, she asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Circles it has raced like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it'd leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Mm-hmm.
you've just joined us, this is Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
Well, Thanksgiving is fast approaching. I just wanted to ask you, what are you thankful for?
I've been really thankful for Ian, because he's put a lot of organization to my unorganization, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for him, or I'd probably be doing it in a lot more unorganized fashion. I'm thankful to get to that people have came out, you know, to my shows and really believe in what I've been playing. I'm thankful for my family, and I'm gonna go see them tomorrow. It'll be it's a little bad weather out there right now, but I'm gonna just take my time and get back home. Yeah, I'm just thankful to get to be doing what I'm doing, you know.
What's home waiting for you?
Well, there's my friends in Paintsville, and there's my family in Lawrence County on down the road, on down 23. We're gonna go to Aunt Roro's tomorrow, have some turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and all the good stuff. Get to see a lot of family that I haven't seen in a good long while. Get to see my grandma. So yeah, just friends and family back home.
Do you sit around and play?
Play a little bit. Mostly just time with family is just time with family, and any time that we play a lot of pool. It's one of the few times my Aunt Roro's got a pool table. It's one of the few times I get to play a lot of pool.
You good at it?
Yeah. Well, I don't play often, so first couple games I get my tail whooped, and then once I get it honed in, then maybe not, just depending on Dad comes to the table or not. Dad comes and I'm just screwed.
Don't you wish you could go back sometimes? Don't you wish you could go back home? Trying to remember just where it was. Remember, you ain't alone. Remember, you ain't alone. Every day's another pointless job, and every night's another lonesome song. Trying to remember when your bed wasn't leather and you were the one singing along. Lord, where did we go wrong? Now the sky is coming down. Can't you see the stars falling? Have yourself another round till you can't hear the darkness calling. Till hear the darkness call you. There was a good man in the making once, in the light of yesterday. Trying to just who he was, trying like hell to recall his name. Well, it used to be my name. Now the sky is coming down. Can't you see stars falling? Have yourself another round till you can't hear the darkness calling. Till you can't hear the darkness call you.
Obviously, I think when people listen to you, the first thing they're struck by is the power of your voice coming from a 20-year-old. Where did you find your voice?
I just kind of played with it and saw where it went. And once I found what I liked, I just did it, you know? I mean, I grew up singing even before I'd play guitar or wrote songs. I grew up singing in church. Most of my family, like I was talking about my Aunt Roro, you know, she's a great singer. And all my great aunts are great singers. And my dad, you'll never hear him sing out in public, but he's a great singer. And I just grew up in a family of singers. And so, you know, it's just something I always did.
Taking one of, like, a song with some pretty powerful lyrics, how do you choose where the high lonesome wail is, or where you bring it down? Is that something through the writing process?
You know, it just kind of comes where it goes. A lot of times if I'm doing covers and I change them, I'll listen to the cover and I'll be like, man, I wish he or she would have taken that note up instead of down, you know, and I let that, you know, my own personal feel dictate that. But when I'm writing, it's just wherever it falls and wherever it feels like it's best.
So it seems like a pretty organic process for you. Is the writing process that way as well? Or do you sometimes say, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song, or I've got this idea? Or do you just start playing and see where the chord progression takes you?
It's a lot more sitting and just see where the chord progression takes you. If I try to sit down and write, if something doesn't come to me in the first couple minutes, then I just don't force it, you know. I think it was Hank Williams Sr. He said, if you can't write it in 10 minutes, then it ain't worth writing. And usually if I don't feel inspired within the first 10 minutes, I just sit it down and just go on.
There's a full moon shining through a bedroom window, shedding light on damp and dirty sheets. Hear the floor creak, listen to her heartbeat, louder than a six string's ever thought to ring. She's a bad sign, Lord, but she's a damn sight, better than a long night sleeping all alone. When the moon makes way to let the day break, brother, she will leave you strung out on your own. Times get hard. She keeps riding. Sundress, leave it for tomorrow, throw it on the ground. Feel her hips sway, listen to her eyes say she don't need a damn thing trying to weigh her down. Heart of stone, harder than fire.
Who was it that you listened to that really stuck with you in terms of the marriage between the song and the story?
I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and John Prine, and I got into, you know, Townes Van Zandt. They really put it in my head that I wanted to write. They really inspired me to start writing. And I started writing when I was 13 or 14, but I really didn't start learning how I wanted to write until I started listening to, like, Chris Knight, Chris Stapleton, Jason Isbell, you know. Southern, well, Isbell's, you know, he's Alabama, but Chris Knight and Stapleton, they're both Kentucky boys, and they just kind of taught me, write what you know, you know? And if you don't know it, then don't write about it.
There are some experiences that you have not had yourself yet, but I think you've been around some of those. I mean, how easy is it for you to kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes to write a song?
Usually the majority of the time, they're either about people that I'm really close to, or about me in general, or just a mashup of me and a person I'm close to and some story that I heard about. I usually, if it doesn't hit fairly close to home, then I just don't write about it.
Now, do lyrics flow pretty easy for you in terms of writing, or are you one who scribbles out and edits and all that?
Usually what I do when I'm writing, I never thought that I'd like a smartphone. I've always been a dumb phone kind of guy, but I finally got a smartphone about a year ago, and I've realized that it's helped out a lot, because what I'll do is I'll get on my recording device there, you know, record it, and it has pretty good, you know, recording. I'll just play what I've got, and I'll sit and I'll listen to it over and over again, and if something just doesn't sound right to me, then I'll change it. That's usually how the writing process goes, is I'll just play it out and just see how it sounds to me, and if there's a word that just feels awkward when it's saying, I just change it. It seems like songs come in groups. They'll usually come in twos or threes, and then they won't come again for another month. And then when they do, they come in a group, you know. Right now I'm on the month-long nothing, but
feast or famine, now we're in famine.
Yep.
Right.
I'm waiting for the two or three to come.
Bottles and Bibles litter the floor, an all-night revival. You passed out around four. Now the preacher's been drinking, but it's hard not to do since she ran out the screen door. Before they were through. Oh Lord, if you care, send the Spirit down here, 'cause the preacher's been drinking again. But it's a hard way to go on the straight and narrow when everybody points a finger at you, but they ain't had to walk with the weight that you've hauled. They don't know you at all, but they think that they do. Now he didn't believe her. He just knew she.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Childers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.